Hey, it's so good to see you again. Yeah, I know it's only been a month. You should know I like being over dramatic sometimes. But for real, I missed you. So, how did things go over your holiday? That's cool. Mine were not very different from what I normally do. Stay home, watch stuff, read stuff. But it was nice to see my family, though. Haven't seen them often after leaving for college. Yeah, I'm not the most outdoorsy or party person, and things are kind of boring when you're not around. Don't give me that look. I'm serious. Come on, it can't be that weird for a girl to appreciate her best friend's company. Ugh, sometimes I think you're unable to go 5 minutes without teasing me. You are the worst. Are you like coming in now, or are you just gonna stand at my front door? That's better. I hope you don't mind that I'm wearing my nightgown, because if you mind, I'm gonna keep doing it anyway. It's Sunday, I'm in my own house, and no one is gonna take this away from me. To be honest, this thing is really short, but I don't have any boob or thigh game to show anyway, so you won't care, right? No, I'm not exaggerating. People still ask for my ID to buy drinks. You've seen that shit. And don't you remember when that old lady told you that it's cute that you still bring your little sister to watch movies with you? Oh my God. The look on her face when I told her that your little sister isn't your sister and is actually a senior in college. Oh, she just wanted to disappear off the face of the earth. It was hilarious. See, dude, that's why I said things are boring when you're not around. You seem to attract weird situations. That may have been something to do with the fact that you're the one who convinced me to go out in the first place, but those are just details. So, what do you want to do now? You seem a little tired from the trip. Maybe just chill on the couch and watch the most bizarre stuff we can find on Netflix? Like those B movies that don't actually make any sense? I love those. All right, come here. Every time I lie back on this couch, I'm more sure it was worth every penny I spent on it. Hey, why are you all the way on the other side? I want my cuddles, dude. We do this all the time. Why are you acting so weird this time around? I'm your best friend. You know that I trust you not to be weird about it. Well, if you're not coming here, then I'll have to go there. I hate you for making me get up off of this comfy spot, by the way. So, you made me walk the absolutely absurd distance of a meter to get here. Are you gonna tell me what's the issue now? Why are you so shy suddenly? That's not like you, man. Come on, you know you can tell me anything. It can't be that bad. What? Did you kill someone or something? Can you say that again, please? I may have understood it like really wrong, or you like me? You mean like me? Like me? Oh. No. I like you too. I mean, I've had a crush on you for so long, but you're getting closer. Too close. No, you don't understand. I would be the happiest person on the planet if you were my boyfriend. I wish I could kiss you for 8 hours straight now that I know you want me to, but I can't. It wouldn't be fair. Because I've been hiding something from you all this time. No, I can't tell you what it is. You would think I'm either messing with you, drunk, or that I've gone completely nuts. Please, don't make me do this. You can be with other girls. For as much as this breaks my heart in a million pieces, I just want you to be happy. It doesn't have to be me, but please, don't make me say it. It does? I'm speechless. Okay, you win. I'll tell you. If you promise me that you will not laugh at me, no matter how ridiculous it sounds. Get up and look me in the eyes, please. Okay. I am a demon. At least you kept your promise of not laughing, but you are looking at me like you're about to send me to an insane asylum. I guess I'll have to show you. See? Those are horns, and they just grew out of my head. It doesn't mean that I'm evil, or that I want to hurt people, or anything like that, but I don't think explaining myself here will help. You can freak out and run away now. I don't blame you if you do. The front door isn't locked. How are you not freaking out? No, hey, your hand is shaking. But if you're scared, why are you kissing me? Do you still like me? Even knowing that? I don't know what to say. Can you just kiss me again? You are such a good kisser. I don't want to stop. But I still have more to say. Yeah, there's even more stuff. I told you that you attract weird things. But since you already got the revelation that demons exist and your best friend is one of them, I think I should tell you the whole thing. Well, I'm a type of demon called a succubus, or a sex demon. You've probably heard of it before. And now you're probably wondering, but aren't succubi supposed to be voluptuous, seductive demons? How could a virgin college student that's as flat as a pancake possibly be a succubus? Oh, about that. We don't really feed on humans because we need that for survival. It's a myth. We do need it for developing our magical powers and our features, though. The thing is, I was just never able to do that. I can't just seduce or rape a human I don't even know for his essence. That's not me. I've also always been super introverted and shy, so I never thought a human would fall for me or anything like that either. Honestly, I'm kind of a terrible succubus. So I decided that I would try to join a human school and try to live a normal life without caring about that. I mean, as normal as an immortal demon can get. But then, you happened. We went through high school together. We went through almost all of college together, just as friends. But in the last few years, I couldn't help but want to be more. To be honest, I kind of used the holiday season as an excuse to distance myself a bit, so that I wouldn't have to tell you any of this. But I just couldn't do it. It hurt so much. So I was working on accepting that I would only ever have you as a friend, and I was happy with that. And now You just come here out of nowhere telling me that you'd like us to be more. And I was so happy, but also so shocked. And then I... Oh, damn, I'm rambling a lot, huh? Listen, the point is, you are always amazing, and I feel more confident and safe when I'm with you. You are so important to me, and I want so much to just be yours. Wow. I think my legs became jelly here for a moment. Oh, my mind's a little dizzy too. And my body feels hot. Can I maybe ask you something? I can't believe I'm asking you this. I don't know if your kissing made me this forward or what, but would you let me feed on you? Yeah, that means what you think it means. What, are you trying to bait me into saying it? Yes, give you a blowjob, Mr. Coy. There, are you happy now? It's your fault for grabbing me and kissing me like this in the first place. And you're the only guy I actually want to do this with. Come on, please. Don't worry, you won't die or any of those stupid things people say. I'll just feel a bit tired. Thank you. You seem pretty worked up from the kissing too, so let me just take your pants off. If you don't mind me saying it, that is a really attractive thing you've got there. It's really hot and hard, like a hot potato. Fuck, I am so bad at this dirty talk thing. I'm sorry. I'll just stroke you and be quiet. That's probably better. Okay, I think I'm ready. I can't promise to be any good, but I hope you'll enjoy it. I'll just get on my knees and here goes nothing. The taste is a little different than I expected, and actually, I don't know what I expected. No, it isn't bad. I like it. I mean, I do like it a lot, actually. I don't know if it's because of what I am or what, but the taste of you and the scent, they make me a little eager, and each time I lick it, I just want more. I think I should probably start sucking it too, right? Yeah, I'll just... How's it feel? Good? I'm trying to go by instinct here, so I hope it does. Your eyes are so gorgeous. If you keep looking me in the eyes like that while I do this, I'll melt for you even more. I can probably go a little deeper. Would you want me to? Damn, this feels really good. Throbbing a little bit, and your freak gum is making my tongue all tingly. And you can hold my hair if you want. I mean, I would really like it. I can feel your calls. I can feel your cock pulsating. Are you close? Are you gonna give me your essence? Yes, I'm so hungry for it. I've waited all of these years just so it could be your essence that I taste. Oh, so please, please give it to me. Give me it all. Fill my mouth with it. Comfort me. Comfort me. Yes. Yes, yes. I can feel your energy flowing inside of me. I've never felt anything close to this before. Did you like it? I know I'm not the best at it, but I hope you did. Oh, fuck. Nothing. It's fine. It's just that. Oh, my body's just feeling really hot suddenly. I must have a fever or something because of how nervous I was. Okay, this isn't normal hot. It feels like my body is burning from the inside. What is happening? Hey, am I getting crazy or are my horns growing? I don't remember them being so heavy before. Nope. I am not crazy. They are. Oh, and my dress is a little tighter. Oh my god. My boobs are definitely bigger too. They feel so soft and nice. And fuck, they're growing. Oh god, I knew my body was gonna react to feeding on you, but I didn't think it would be so sudden or that it feels so fucking good. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, god. Oh, my hips are getting wider, too. Oh, and my ass is growing and getting rounder. Oh, no, I'm sure it is. It's already popped out of my little dress, and... Oh, my thighs are getting thick, and... God, I think I'm a little taller as well. Oh, fuck. I just love this burning sensation and... Oh, God, I love growing into a luscious demon. Just for you. Oh, God. Oh, God. My back is burning so much, and I think that means I'm... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. Oh, look at those gorgeous wings. Oh, I kind of ruined my dress, but... fuck. Fuck. With how big my chest is getting, I don't think it'll last much longer anyways. Oh, shit. It's already happening. Oh, God. I'll take off my panties before they burst too and... Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I need to touch myself. This is too much for me. I can't resist anymore. Fuck. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh.
What is it, honey? You look so flustered. Yeah, of course it's still me. I'm just a little different now. Let's say feeding on your delicious cock has wakened my demon self. And that was quite an awakening, my dear. I think that you can say that even better than myself. What? You think I didn't notice the way you were looking at me while I transformed? You did look a little shocked, but I could see something stronger in your eyes while you painfully tried to contain yourself. I can see how much you want to fuck my new body until I'm not able to walk. Do you like feeling my voluptuous body sitting in your lap, pressing against you? You don't need to answer. I can clearly see it and feel it as well. Come on. Don't be shy. You did this to me after all, so it's more than fair that you get to use me however you want. I told you I was yours. That did not and will not change. You seem to have enjoyed my new tits a lot, since you're already grabbing them. They're so big and soft, right? My body is still ridiculously sensitive, though. So I think if you grab them a little harder, you'll... make me even more wet, if that's even possible. My pussy is dripping so much for you. Please just tell me how you want to do it. I need your cock inside me. Yes, from behind? All right. I'll kneel on the couch and bend over and... Oh, please just grab my hips or my ass and thrust into me as hard as you can. Oh, I've never wanted something so much before. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, I love how gentle you are with me normally, but now I just want you to fuck me. Oh, fuck me harder. Oh, yeah. Keep putting your delicious cock all the way inside me. Oh, fuck. Feel how hot and wet I am for you. Feeling your hips thrusting against this round ass makes this even better. Fuck. Oh, I want to do this forever. Oh, don't stop. No, just keep pounding me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck your naughty succubus. Oh, are you teasing my wings? I don't know where you got this, darling, but I love it. As it turns out, they are quite the weak spot, apparently. Oh, I'll start moving my hips now. I need to feel you even more like this. Oh, just keep doing what you're doing now. It's perfect. Oh, keep fucking me like this. Oh, you're making some really sexy noises. Are you enjoying this as much as I am? I hope you are because, fuck. This is amazing. That's it. Grab my tits again while you do it. Fuck, your hands feel so good on them. Yes, grab them, squeeze them. Oh, God, yes, keep fucking me. Fuck. Oh, I think I'm close now. No, I'm definitely close now. Please come with me. Fill me up with your essence again. Oh, that's it. Oh, pound it. Oh, pound it deeper. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Hey. Let me just turn back to facing you again. I couldn't be happier than when this moment finally came. It was with you. I just hope you don't start seeing me in a different way now that I changed. I promise I'm still your best friend on the inside. The only thing that changed is we can have a lot more fun now. You. You don't care about how I look or speak as long as it's me? Come on. Don't try to make me cry. You're amazing, really. Just come closer and cuddle me. You still owe me that. And I'm still yours, as I've said. I'll always be yours. Only yours. You're right. We should probably rest now. That was quite a night. By the way, whenever you want to play with my body or bend me over and fuck me again, feel free to do it. That invitation to use me however you want was not temporary. Good night. I hope you have sweet dreams.